Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, Anthony here at WPPI 2015 conference, and we're in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're talking to Paul from Manfrotto. Many different products this year, and he's going to give us an overview of what's available. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, thanks very much. One of the really cool things that we're introducing here at WPPI is our off-road series of bags and also tripods. It's a family of three different products. We have walking sticks that are two walking sticks, and one of them converts to a monopod. We have a very, very lightweight tripod, which is designed for that outdoor active lifestyle. And then we also have a grouping of bags. So we have, starting off with a 30-liter bag, which also has in it a camera insert. So the great thing about the bag is it's designed as a top-of-the-line hiking bag with really great ergonomics. So it has a very wide hip band that will allow you to take the weight off your shoulders. It has vented back and also has an internal frame structure. When we look at the bag itself from the top, it's very easy load with a very wide mouth on the top. But the really cool thing about this bag is the camera insert. So built into the side, on the right side of the bag, is actually a camera insert that allows you to access your gear. The great thing about the gear insert is that it's the same protection that we have in our Pro Light, and our Advanced bags. So you're not skimping on the protection for your gear within this bag. You know, as a former Boy Scout leader, as I would go out in the field with my cameras, I would take them, wrap them in t-shirts and towels, and stuff them down in the middle of my bag. And this actually eliminates the need to do that. Another great feature of the bag is that the camera insert is completely removable. So when you get to your destination, or say you don't want to bring your camera gear that day, you can simply remove the insert and it becomes its own separate bag. And then you could use the full 30 liters of the bag for your own personal gear. Moving on to like the walking sticks. So the walking sticks are aluminum, and the walking sticks come with both a spiked foot, comes with a rubber cover, so if you're on hard pack material, you want to put the rubber cover on it, and it also comes with a snowshoe. So if you're out there doing either snowshoeing or walking in snow, it gives you the ability to utilize those sticks in that type of weather. On one of the sticks, it pops off, and we have a standard quarter 20 attachment on there, so you can attach your digital SLR, your compact system camera, even your GoPro. And if you have the swivel mount on your GoPro, you can actually use the walking stick as a selfie pole as well. The third part of it really is the tripod. So the same exact material that we use for the walking stick, we've incorporated three legs into a tripod, very lightweight, cast aluminum ball head. So with one quick dial, you can actually control your pan and your tilt, doing both landscape and portrait photography. We found that these are very, very popular with more of the extreme athletes and people who really want to dig that tripod in and set it up for longer exposures. And again, recommended for smaller digital SLRs, compact system, or your GoPro type cameras.
Right, and the bags come in three different colors, I see.
Actually come in four.
Four colors.
We have green, we have red, we have blue, and then we have a gray bag as well.
Okay.
And the walking sticks and the tripods actually come in green, red, and blue that complement the bag. So we wanted to create that whole family feel for them.
Before we move on, you have a show special at all for our listeners?
No, right now we don't have show specials, but these are actually just launched into the marketplace. So we do have a lot of promotions running out in the marketplace right now.
Okay, so, and then moving on to the other products you could also talk about.
We could talk about additional bags. So, you know, about a year and a half ago, Manfrotto really got into the bag market, introducing our line of advanced bags, pro bags, and then we also introduced something we call the Pro Light bag. So the way we look at it is we have a sort of a bag for every different photographer. Whether you're an entry-level photographer, we have our Stile line of bags, which we continue to introduce new products in. Our advanced bags are really designed for that photographer that wants to carry their photo gear and their personal gear at the same time. So every single bag has not an insert, but we have an area within the bag for photo, but there's also ample room for carrying personal. When you step up into our Pro line of bags, the Pro bags are really all about protection for that professional camera and about just the gear. A lot of camera bags require your gear to give structure to the bag. But with our Pro bags, we've built the structure into the bag, so your gear is actually cradled by that bag, and you don't have to worry about utilizing your gear as the structure. We have something called the ExoTough Protection System, which is a hard shell on the outside of the bag, and then something called the Camera Protection System, which is actually common across every line of our bags, including the off-road bags, where it gives that extra interior structure to the bag for protection. Pro Light is really for that photographer who wants to get out in the field. Slightly different than our off-road. Off-road is more for the hikers, but when you look at our Pro Light bags, that's more for that extreme photographer that's out there with their gear, and it provides maximum protection in a very, very sleek styling, so that it gives you that almost tactical look to the bags themselves. Each one of the lines, we have everything from holsters to shoulder bags to backpacks, also roller bags in our professional line.
All right, good. And tell us the price points on the walking sticks and the bags.
So from a walking stick standpoint, walking stick is $99 for the pair. The tripod itself is $139. And then the bags retail for $199.
And then what about anything new on the tripod? On your Manfrotto tripods or at all?
Absolutely. Within the Manfrotto tripod area, we launched our Be-Free tripod last year, and then recently we've introduced the carbon fiber version of the Be-Free, and we've also introduced it in fashion colors. So we now have classic black, we have blue, we have red, green, and gray, and then we also have the carbon fiber, which has the red highlights on it. In addition to that, we introduced our new 190s and 055 series late last year, but we're introducing a full line of heads. Our new heads are all called the X-Pro series. So far we've introduced a new three-way head with folding handles, which finally makes a three-way head compact enough to fit inside your bag. We've also introduced a geared head, brand new geared head in our X-Pro series. And then the third one so far is a two-way photo video head. So for photographers that are out there that are also doing video, what we've incorporated is a head that has dual purpose. So it has all the lockdowns of a traditional head, but also has the fluidity of a video head. So a photographer that does both can actually use that head in multi-purposes.
Right. Hey, I appreciate that. Sandra was showing and demonstrating the third, is 11-foot tripod extension?
11-foot tripods, yeah. Ladder doesn't come with it, but really for that photographer that really wants to get way above the action and shoot remotely, it is actually the largest tripod that we make, spanning up to 11 feet. It's in our Gitzo line, and really is for that special photographer or the specialist photographer who is looking for really that getting way above the action look.
Manfrotto is a well-known name in tripods for many years, and it's made in, I believe it's still made in Italy, right?
Absolutely. So all of our products, starting with the Be-Free tripods all the way through our tripods, Pro tripods, are all manufactured in Feltre, Italy, which is right at the base of the Dolomite Mountains. Our factory, in the recent years, we've added a lot of automation. We've also added a lot of capabilities as far as tube cutting, painting, and we're really very, very self-sufficient from an overall process in creating the tripods. We look for, you know, made in Italy to us is extremely important. It's handcrafted. It's, the lines themselves are amazing to see. And really, the quality of the work that comes out of that factory is really a testament to the longevity of our products. It's great being at the show because so many people come up to me and show me their tripods from years ago. And they're like, hey, mine's still working great. And I'm like, well, let me show you some new ones to see if you want to kind of change up to the newer technologies. But it's really the true Italian craftsmanship and style is really a testament to the brand and its longevity.
You know, at WPPI, there's beginners, intermediates, and pro camera users. What would you recommend for a beginner to intermediate that has a sort of a prosumer type camera?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that we pride ourselves on, that we've grown our line to really go from that entry-level person all the way up to the most advanced professional. So looking at sort of that entry-level that has a prosumer camera, we have our 190 series of products. So that's something that's going to grow actually with that photographer. So as they grow with more gear and put more weight on, that'll actually be a tripod that they can use for a number of years. Cool features of that is we've updated it with much easier leg locks to use. We have the the 90 degree center column, which is our Q90 center column, which is a big improvement over the previous version. We also have leg angle selectors, which actually are quite amazing and easy to use, so you can adjust it in 5 different angles. And then one of the great things about the 90 degree center column is if you want to go ground level, you can actually take that down to ground level, go 90 degrees with the center column, and your camera is about 3 inches off the ground. So you could really get everything from the full height all the way down to ground level with that tripod.
Good, thanks. Just name the website where everyone can go for further information.
Sure. You can go to manfrotto.us, and we have our full line of products and information on how to get to all of our different websites.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And, of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time. So long.